government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is already Thursday, the 14th day of July, 2005, the seven-day mark since the bombings in London that are now being used to push the Patriot Act here domestically, the national ID card control grid in London. It's being used to bolster staying the course. It'll be out of there in 2 months, they said, but now they're saying another 12 years. Well, that's on top of the 14 years of occupation that we've already seen since late 1990. That's 14 years. Well, what's wrong with another 12? I mean, this all makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? We had John Rappaport on yesterday for about 20 minutes, a great reporter and journalist, talking about the Madrid bombings and how they tie into the London bombings and how they tie into other past events and also what's happening with the move in Europe. The ban vitamins, big ruling 2 days ago. He was talking about so many interesting points that we're going to have him back on today in the third hour. So look forward to that. And we're also going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. You know, we're now learning who the four bombers supposedly are. We're seeing their photos. We're seeing their faces. We're getting their names. They were 18-year-old soccer players. They were school teachers that taught disabled children. And boy, they were also just rogue killers who all magically blew themselves up simultaneously. No reason to do that. No way to coordinate it. But conveniently, they all just magically blew themselves up. But their ID cards were left on the seats where they blew themselves up, just like the magic passports. We always talk about the one passport, but actually two drifted down out of the towers unscathed. And so we got to learn that it was Al-Qaeda, and they conveniently left Korans and flight manuals and plans of how to do it in their cars, and with links back to the Al-Qaeda network, of course, which is Al-Qaeda. And understand, folks, our governments, Western governments, have been caught, it's admitted, time and time again, carrying out terror events. And so we look at who has the motive, we look at who's been caught doing this in the past, and it is not the Arabs. And in Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government terror plan, they even describe how to frame patsies. And so this fits the classic MO, the official story just has massive holes in it, worse than Swiss cheese. So we will be going over some of these and giving you a chance, some of these examples of fraud, giving you a chance to get involved on air, and I will go to you in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. The websites that are leading the fight worldwide on the web right now to expose what's really going on behind government-sponsored terrorism are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. So be sure and check out the websites today. Do not dilly-dally, because this information is so vital, and the citizenry is not buying the official story. Out of the gates, the people of the West, not just the United States, have been questioning the official story. And we've even got a very interesting letter to the editor in a major newspaper, one of the biggest and oldest newspapers in Maine, telling it like it is, better than I can even say it. So we'll be reading that as well coming up. New developments on the Supreme Court nominees, new developments on the Patriot Act, new developments on CAFTA, vitamins, you name it. It's all going to be jam-packed with vital news and information, so stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the sacral wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com, sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, 14th day of July, 2005. John Rappaport giving us another update on the London bombings and how it ties into other government-sponsored events, as well as some updates on the avian flu, which is mutating very dangerously. The government is saying it's going to get us. I'm not saying that. They're saying it. And we'll also discuss how all of this ties into the move to ban and restrict vitamins across the Western world. So that's in the third hour. We're going to have wide open phones today in the first and second hour, as well as the third hour. 1-800-259-9231. And Joseph in England and John in Texas and Rodney in Texas and everybody, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. Let me just run through some of the headlines, and then we'll start detailing them. Two more WTC workers claim bombs in North Tower basement. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. How many workers and firemen and janitors is that now? Fire and bomb-resistant IDs in London by Kurt Nemo. The magic ID cards and passports. House Intelligence Committee approves Patriot Act changes. Uh-oh. And the same type of police state stuff is moving forward in England. Well, they had all the bills lined up and ready, didn't they? Frame up. Do these people fit the bill of suicide bombers? And then we take the BBC's own descriptions of them from the police. Here's another headline out of Sky Television. The teacher bomber. Another one. The boy bomber. Suicide bomber had all to live for. And a very interesting letter to the editor. In the Kennebec Journal, the oldest and biggest paper in Maine. Only Bush team benefits from bombings in London. And I have now had some mathematicians and others look over these numbers. We were sent by a statistician, and they are accurate. In fact, the numbers could have been crunched to make these numbers even larger. But the chances of three simultaneous drills at the exact same spot and exact same time, well, they did it within a probability of an hour. So we didn't even get it down to just a five-minute period. We did it even with wider parameters of an hour. The chances of it happening, well, the chances of someone dropping a grain of sand and then you randomly going out to search for it and finding that exact grain of sand at a beach, out of all the grains of sand in the world, government mathematicians, we have a link to that, estimated at 7500000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 chance of this happening, of three bombings simultaneously at the same spot. That is 3715592 613 265 750 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 000 the mathematical calculations here, done scientifically for you. Give me an idea. The chance of you dropping a grain of sand and then coming back and being able to find that grain of sand is impossible. But it is many times basically more probable, but feasibly impossible, for you to find that same grain of sand out of all the grains of sand in the world, not just off the same beach. Do you understand this, folks? Than it is for three bombings at the exact same time, exact same place, and having a drill of that happening. So the chances of finding the same grain of sand out of all grains of sand in the world is, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's 20 zeros. What is 20 zeros? That's a sextillion. Okay, now let's move on down to something with 45 numbers, and this actually, something with 45 numbers, and this has more than 45 numbers. I need to count these up. It is a quadrodecillion. So, the chances of this is in the high quadrodecillions. And before the quadrodecillions is a tresillion, before that a duodecillion, before that a unicillion, before that a decillion, a nonillion, an octillion, a septillion, a sextillion, a quintillion, a quadrillion, a trillion, and a billion. So, in orders of power above a billion, there's trillion, quadrillion, quintatrillion, sextillion, septillion, octatillion, nonillion, decillion, undecillion, duodecillion, trectadillion, and quadrodecillion. Okay, not going to spend any more time on this. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you try to calculate the chances. We ought to do this now. The chances of three of the planes hitting their exact targets, having an exact drill of the exact same thing at the exact same time on 9/11. Wonder what the chances of that are. So we're talking about in levels of power of a sextillion versus a quadrodecillion, orders of power, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 whole levels above that. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is amazing. Of course, I misspoke myself yesterday. I was saying this is like something like a gulag is what they call it. But that'd be ones and zeros stretched all the way around the planet. This is much smaller than that. But when you're talking about quadrodecillions versus, trillions, it's ridiculous. They did calculations of, 67 dead microbiologists dying by foul play, and it was in the trillions. But, I mean, that's basically impossible. But a quattro decillion is way, way above that. So we have an article on Infowars.com about this, and it's the headline, probability of 7-7 drill and attack coinciding. This is absolutely mind-boggling. The chances for these two events taking place at the same time, let alone the same locations, are astronomical. Numbers so big, we had to look up how to save them. And these estimates are within very conservative means. In other words, most statistical analysis is designed to create the impression of a similarity, incredibly improbability, is usually framed within a greater amount of time, say 50 years since the England began experiencing bombings in the tube. We don't need to frame these results in that way because the chances is so low that these events would even occur simultaneously without some sort of intervention that one might go so far as to call it impossible. And then we break it down. Just to have one of the drills coinciding with one of the bombings is, well, we've got all the numbers here, but it's in the billions. This is insane. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I know we've got other statisticians and mathematicians. Go look at these numbers. If you want to add to it or subtract from it or come up with your own calculations, we'll be happy to post them. Professors that are out there listening and others. And if somebody wants to calculate, again, the chances of 9/11 running the exact same drills at the exact same time, the exact same targets, and then I'd like to add those with these numbers and see what number we get. It may go out to the power of infinity, but we'll just put an 8 on its side and, you know, say that that's the probability. And the dumbed-down public will say, well, it's one chance out of 8 then. No, that 8 on its side means infinity, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is, if anything fits the bill of mind-boggling, then this is it. All right, there's a bunch of other news coming up, but let's just start going to your calls. Let's talk to Joseph in England. Joseph, welcome.
Hi, basically, I just wanted to mention something that I thought might, you know, spiral out of control here in the UK. I mean, I haven't actually sort of got a crystal ball or anything in front of me, but I think with these latest news reports that have come out about these, you know, four guys that have apparently blown themselves up, you know, appropriately, you know, gets them out of the way so that they can't be questioned. But just something I can see sort of spiraling out of control. Basically, I mean, I don't know if you sort of, if you know the news about this that we have in Britain, you know, we have issues with, like, a lot of these, you know, racial hate groups in sort of the Yorkshire area, which is actually where I live. And, I mean, I think it was about 4 years ago we had some riots in a place called Bradford, which isn't too far away from where these guys were supposed to have, you know, operated. And, I mean, this is just this is something that could really...
No, I get what you're... Listen, we have the BBC articles where 100-plus raids overnight of citizens that were heard saying racial comments. I mean, if you say, you know, the racial slang for an Indian or a black... you spend a couple years in prison. I mean, this is the hate crime laws they're trying to pass here in the United States. They tried last year to put 7 Christians in jail, or 8 Christians for 47 years. That was finally a wake-up call for people, and now we've had a Muslim boy being beaten to death by a British young man. And yes, of course it'll be used. Now, if the public will read into this, they'll get mad at Muslims as the media means them to. And then they'll clamp down even more with the thought police. In fact, that was in my stack of stuff to talk about, and you're bringing up a very, very good point here.
Well, I think it's important to talk about before it actually happens, because I can really see this happening.
Well, it's already happened. You already have arrests going on of people that say a word, and you already have Muslims being beaten to death.
No, well, what actually means actual riots going on, because there's, you know, there's a place called Bradford, like I say, which about 4 years ago had riots. It was all to do with... I mean, there's the British National Party, which are kind of qualified as, like, a, you know, bona fide political movement. There's other groups behind them that are, you know, operating and creating...
Well, this is tribalism. I mean, you bring in 25-30% of the British population now are foreigners. People are going to get mad about it. and the government's going to capitalize. Stay there. We'll let you finish up on the other side, Joseph, joining us from England.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Quickly, because I want to jam a bunch of calls in here and get into more of the news. Joseph in England. Joseph, what do you think would happen if, say, let's use the example of an African country, where if the neighboring African country, 25% of the population moved in and then started saying that basically it was their country, And I mean, people get mad about this, and I don't agree with a lot of the views of, you know, how they radicalize these groups. But you know, you try to go to these other third world countries, they don't want us there, but then they want to come here and do whatever they want. And then the government then can blame the Muslims while at the same time, quote, defending their rights and use that police state to then crack down on everybody's free speech. So it's what Bush calls order out of chaos. We've got to restore chaos to then bring in order. And that's their maxim. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's been documented throughout history that this, you know, it's called divide and conquer. It's, you know, you basically, you say racism, really, it's like the word you used earlier, it's tribalism. You just basically play off different groups against each other.
And you say that one tribe is allowed to be tribal, but then the main group that the elite is attacking isn't then allowed to defend themselves.
Exactly. I mean, it works between men and women as well. I mean, men are generally sort of recognized as being very sexist, but in a lot of cases, a lot of women are very sexist. But it's it can be generalized very easily, and that's where, you know, it breeds ignorance, and, you know, that's where a lot of the friction
comes. Well, I've had so-called minorities just to my face talk about how white people are bad, like that's just acceptable. And again, this is all manipulated.
Yeah.
But they just think that's acceptable, but then you say the same thing back to them. Look, here's an example. Did you know it's illegal in Israel for somebody who is Jewish to marry someone who's not Jewish? Did you know that?
No, I didn't actually know that.
And it's illegal to preach the gospel in Israel. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
That is very bigoted. That is very, and again, most Jews are even against that type of racism or elitism, but the government isn't. So you have to ask yourselves, why isn't the ADL being criticized for supporting that?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's a lot like I say, it's just divide and conquer. I mean, you basically set up double standards, which isn't too difficult to do when you've got people in, you know, positions of influence, be it in the media or whatever, or figures of, you know. So,
hey, what are most Brits saying about the bombings?
Oh, well, you're going to like this. This is absolutely true, is this? I totally trust the guy that told me. My next-door neighbour, this is true, missed the bomb by 5 minutes on, last Thursday. And first question to the guy was, you know, what do you think about the fact that they were saying it was, you know, power fail? And he said, absolutely not, no way. There was no reason why anybody should have thought that. Everybody knew it was a bomb. You know, I mean, it was just ridiculous. But, I mean, I kind of, like, questioned him further. He doesn't know that I'm, you know, sort of into this kind of stuff, because I don't really know him that well. But he basically, without any prompting from me, was just saying it's all about control, you know, the government behind it all, you know. I mean, so, you know, like I say, people in this country, that we're not stupid. We're not just going to take this and buy everything that we're told in the media. A lot of people just don't believe it.
Oh, I've gotten hundreds of emails the first 2 days from England. We're still getting them, getting calls. And everybody we talk to says this. Thanks for the call, sir. There you have it, Joseph in England. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I think they're going to try to blow the shuttle up on Saturday. They switched it from yesterday to Saturday. They said a fuel sensor went bad. Saturday will
I hate to make specific predictions.
I do, too, but I want to try to stop it. The bombing in London happened on 7/7, and if you add the year 7, Saturday will be the 7th month, the 16th day. You add that together, that's a 7. You add the year together.
Yeah, but there's endless numerological calculations.
Of course.
Really don't want to make
this
prediction.
And there was 911 and there was 311, and I'm just trying to call everybody's attention to it to stop it in case it happens. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John. Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I actually feel a little bit redeemed now that I know that you... one of the stories on your website this morning, prisonplanet.com, is talking about how the Republicans blackmailed the Democrats into getting this Patriot Act through.
Yes.
And that was actually on your website yesterday, but most people don't know how they were able to get it through. So I really feel a little bit redeemed about that, but I wanted to talk about this latest episode with the... police shooting out there in L.A. and how it correlates with some of the other...
All right, we'll get your take on it after the break. Rodney, stay there. Then we'll talk to Johnny in Vancouver, Canada, Robbie in Mass, and then plunge back into the news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Just a point about most of these psychologists and psychiatrists. I mean, a lot of them are nuttier than a fruitcake. And that's like a joke in the industry, too, that, you know, the inmates run the asylums, these mental institutions. But up in Connecticut, a really famous eating disorder specialist, written all these books all over TV, telling you how your children have all these problems, and then people just normalize bad behavior by their children, and they end up, you know, getting attention through it and become totally insane. She collapsed in a grocery store and was arrested because the surveillance camera showed her huffing the whipped cream cans, which I remember in high school hearing about some kids that would do that. They would go in and huff the gas out of the whipped cream cans. I mean, this is just insane, but you know, there's a disorder for everything, and we all need to take drugs because we're bad, and we all need to submit to our loving world government. All right, Rodney, go ahead and make your point.
Well, anyway, this rash of the tasers in this last
another young teenager's dead.
Yeah, well, just last month down, well, actually about a month and a half ago, there was a big thing down there in Atlanta, Georgia, where they actually had six police officers had a guy pinned down, hands handcuffed behind his back, shackles on his feet,
and they tasered,
him to death, and caught it all on video, Alex. And the prosecutor didn't feel that the video was worthy of being presented to the grand jury, and these guys got off. Now, I guess my point here is, if you allow these officers...
And by the way, why didn't the grand jury demand to see it? See, grand juries don't know. They're the boss. No, instead, they call them in. They say, we're the boss. This is how it works. The grand jury has no idea. They just started doing this in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, okay, what do we do, sir?
Right. So, again, that goes back to the inmates run the asylum here.
Well, they did fire the cop when the guy couldn't give a urine sample. He was catheterized.
Mm-hmm.
That later came out in Miami. And so they start tasering him, chained down in the bed. He came to the hospital and said, I'm on cocaine. I'm having a bad reaction. And
right.
Because they wanted to convict him. They wanted the proof. And so he's begging for help, so they start torturing him.
Right. So where does this lead if, in fact, police officers don't feel that there's a threat that they will be penalized, if they're allowed to get away with doing these sort of things?
Well, for those that have seen Road to Tyranny, we have footage of Farrell Montgomery,
right,
who I've even had a chance to meet before. And he's out driving along down the road, gets pulled over in his RV. He'd been deer hunting. He had a compound bow. They thought that meant he might be a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
They tell him they want to search the car, and he goes, no, I've got a Fourth Amendment, so they thought he was a terrorist. This was on the news.
Right.
And they walk over, and he gets out of the car, hands up. They tell him to, and he goes, so they taser him. He's got two tasers in him, and the police dog's chewing on him. It goes on for like a minute. Now, the guy's on the ground, and they just let the dog have a little blood, and then they go in the thing, and they hold up jumper cables on the news and go, look, pipe bombs. And then later, they had to admit in another newscast a month later, the reporter's little ADL minion, that, okay, it was jumper cables, we were wrong, and he had a compound bow, and they dropped charges on him because their own chopper video just showed him gets out and puts his hands up, and so they taser him with pleasure, the SWAT team, because he said he had a Fourth Amendment. He's mentioning that, and that's the same place out in Arizona.
Right,
where they
right.
teach in the manuals that if you mention the Constitution, you're a terrorist.
Well, now, and just to add to what you're saying, now we got this situation there in L.A. where a 19-month-old baby is shot dead by the police.
That baby was with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and the prosecutor says, the police chief says, no wrong was committed and we'll turn it over to the prosecutor.
The baby was, Rodney, that baby was supporting Al-Qaeda.
Well, It seems like that's what they think.
Well, that baby was going for the officer's gun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows a 19-month-old baby is savage. They use them as frontline attack troops.
Right, right.
Well, you understand, sir? We're having to drug hundreds of thousands of children below the age of two because they're vicious. In England, they're starting criminal databases on 2-year-olds.
I'm trying to understand it, Alex, but I guess I must be a little nutty.
Well, it's like tasering 94-year-old blind women. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And then
yes,
beating sir. Her. I mean, she didn't want them to take away the red wagon she had as a child
mm-hmm.
because the city was hauling away, quote, junk from her yard. And the officers responded, sir, that woman, do you know how deadly 94-year-olds are? They will grow fangs and grab the officer's throat, especially when they're blind, and rip out their jugular. Do you know how deadly these people are?
If I recall that story, the attorney that represented the blind lady said the officer literally kicked this lady's artificial eye out of her head.
Because she was with Al-Qaeda.
It's crazy.
The 19-month-old baby was with Al-Qaeda, Rodney.
It's getting crazy.
Look, they're taking our private property with a Supreme Court ruling because private property is with Al-Qaeda.
Yes, sir.
They're building prisons everywhere because Al-Qaeda's going to get us.
Yep.
The border's wide open, though, because that stops Al-Qaeda.
Like I said, Al-Qaeda.
Getting rid of thousands of border patrols stops Al-Qaeda, sir.
I'm trying to understand it. But
your property tax is going up by 10% a year on average, so every 10 years doubling. That stops Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Police wearing black masks, secret police stops Al-Qaeda.
Well, let me say this. You have said time and time again that these taser episodes, that there's so many of them that happen that you just stop reading them.
Yes, I have.
You know, and I believe you.
I have two deaths yesterday. I have two articles here.
Yeah, and I.
Oh, by the way, taser is increasing the power. That's their answer to this.
And for the life of me, I don't understand why these prosecutors say that there is no connection between at least this one prosecutor.
Because it's simple, sir. They always say they're innocent. That's because the prosecutor is really the defense attorney when it's for the government, and they don't want to pay out money in judgments. Thanks for the call. And the police chief of San Diego, then he was the police chief of Seattle, his book is now coming out, but several chapters of it have been published in major publications in the last month. We've read part of them on here on air. And he said, look, cops would kill innocent people. Cops would run kids over in the streets. Cops would shoot somebody and they'd plant a gun on them. Because the city lawyers tell us, hey, we got to cover this up because we're liable. And so what it created, back when we punished bad cops, this didn't happen. Now bad cops run free and they're actually paying out many, many times what they used to pay out. So it's actually, and then it's horrible, folks. It's totally horrible. Let's, hey, look, it's like when they threw a flashbang in the baby's crib and burned the baby over two-thirds of his body. They just said, so what? I mean, we've caught SWAT teams from Fort Worth to, Midland. They go to the house, SWAT team officer shoots another officer in the back, and they grab the guy who doesn't even have a gun and frame him. The officers all get around and go, this guy's got to go down. We're sorry we killed Bob. This is a real story. We played the audio of it because the idiots didn't know their radios were on, and then good cops blew the whistle on them. Of course, that other good cop since got in a lot of trouble and was run off the force. How dare you when we kill our own officers not let us frame somebody? I mean, it's just sick, folks. By the way, if you look at the statistics, the number one cause of death for a SWAT team officer, and they know this out there, they're listening, is your own officers. So reap what you sow. You're killing each other. You don't have to worry about us killing you. No, you're killing yourselves. My great aunt's husband's daughter, no criminal record, very affluent, mildly schizophrenic. And, again, this is my great aunt. First husband died, and so she has another husband, really nice fellow. I've been to a couple of family reunions, seen there. And his daughter, mildly schizophrenic, in Houston. And she starts having an episode and says she's going to commit suicide. And they go in the house, doesn't even have a knife. And the SWAT team just blew her away. And he was a big supporter of the cops, Mr. Super Conservative. But now he's questioning it a little bit. I mean, routinely here locally, they... some guy's asleep in bed, and they blow him away, and nobody gets in trouble. I see the SWAT team guys. I'll be at Luby's, sitting down after the radio broadcast, eating something. The SWAT team guy walks over. Hi, Alex, how you doing? We like the show. And I don't know whether this is some kind of intimidation or whether they really like the show. I saw another one of the Travis County SWAT team guys Home Depot. I was buying tomato plants back in the spring. Why do I tell stories in such detail? Who cares if I'm buying tomato plants? Point is, I walk over and I go, SWAT team man. He's like, Alex Jones. Ooh, he acted all kind of afraid. I was like smiling at him. I said, you remember me? I used to work out at the same gym as you. Oh yeah. I mean, I guess you guys don't know that I know who all of you are, and normally you're wearing masks, but that doesn't cover up who you are. Why do you act so afraid? I'm not going to hurt you. You're going to hurt yourselves. Want to know how you're probably die? It'll be in your car, number one cause of death, or it'll be at the hands of your own men. I don't want you to die. And I don't want you to keep killing us. It's like Cop of the Year a few years ago in Fort Worth. A live drill in the school, and one of the SWAT team guys had his gun loaded, just hadn't checked it since the firing range. Blue Cop of the Year, the number two guy on the SWAT team's head all over the wall. We didn't do that. It's like up in Detroit. They shot a five-year-old in the face. Cop didn't get in trouble. He was showing them his gun there in part of a demonstration. Blew the little kid's face off. Reconstructive surgery's done all right. Child looks pretty bad, but at least he's still alive. When you get your teeth blown out of your head, get your jaw blown off, basically. It's not very pretty, but nobody gets in trouble. Up in Detroit, too, they pull over a drunk driver and Her hand got stuck in her jacket when he was putting cuffs on her, and the roid head got so mad he severed one finger and partially severed another with a knife. Just, you know, steroid heads, totally insane with machine guns and large knives. I mean, you know, it's no big deal. All right, we got a lot of news to cover here, but I'm just out of control today, aren't I? Let's talk to Johnny in Vancouver. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I think
Hi.
I think it's pretty lame that the globalists had to play on people's emotions by saying that these four terrorists pretty much were really nice guys who had, like, really good jobs.
You can't trust anybody.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what's next? The nurse? The reverend? I mean, you know, they... If people...
Well, take up with the big serial killer up in Missouri and Kansas, government official. They're real quiet about that, though. I've been doing a study over the years of serial killers. A lot of them are cops, and a lot of them are government officials.
Yeah. I just think it's, you know, now people are going to be suspectful, and that's what they want. They want you to be suspectful of everybody, no matter how nice they are, or no matter how much they do in
your
community.
Well, look, these guys didn't do this, okay?
Well, of course. Of course, but now they give people the idea that it could be somebody really nice that's close to you that you have no idea it could be.
He was a nice boy. He was a school teacher for disabled children.
And he wanted to kill people, according to them.
They found the bombs, too.
Yeah.
They did it. They did it all.
I just emailed you a story from Daniel Finkelstein out of the Times Online. I'm not sure if you've seen it already, but... He's a journalist, obviously, on our side, and talking about how we're labeled Internet nutters. Talks about this current attack, and talks about 9/11, and pretty much everything we've been doing.
The Times Online?
Yeah, I just emailed
That's
you.
That's the Times is that a newspaper?
I guess, it's the Sunday Times.
Times of London's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. And,
The Times of London saying that?
Yeah, you got to check it out. I sent it to you and Paul.
That is ultra-massive.
Yeah, it pretty much says, you know, he's furious and he's pissed off that Internet nutters are going around saying that, you know, these blasts were the Israelis tipped off Netanyahu. And it's actually
he's saying we're bad. Okay, that's
No, he's on our side from what I'm understanding out of this article.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's saying he's pissed off that these type of theories or conspiracy theories are not being heard, you know.
Well, that's big, and we'll have to get him on. Why don't you? We'll put you on hold.
Okay.
And we'll give you an email there at the network. You can send that to us.
Sure.
And we'll. What's the headline on the article?
Politeness in the photocopier queue is why we're losing the war on terror.
Say that again.
Politeness in the photocopier queue is why we're losing the war on terror.
All right, thank you. We'll try to check that out. You think these guys would come up with better headlines? But we'll get that posted. Let's stop now with the phone calls for a little while so I can get into some of the news. Number one, the government of England has been caught carrying out bombings in the past. That is admitted mainstream news in triplicate from pillar to post, up one side and down the other. Number two, the government has the motive. Look at this opportune timing. Bolsters all of their agendas. The war, the police state, covers up all of their criminality. Domestically and in the United Kingdom. Here in Oceania, as the two nations are properly termed. This Orwellian slave state. Then at the same time, we have the official story having holes in it. Netanyahu was warned. That has been confirmed. We have a whole bunch of articles on that. We have this former top Israeli spy chief giving a press conference with more details than anyone knew long before any of it came out. Very suspicious. We have at the very same time, for an hour and a half, saying it was a power surge when everyone knew you had blown-up trains and a blown-up bus. Why did they put out that cover story? We have reports now by Reuters reporters of Muslims being shot. Now, were these people in drills? Because first they were saying more bombings. Did people figure out it was a scam and not go ahead with the drill? I mean, that's where all of this is pointing. That's where all of this is going. And, again, past motive, past activities, then all this evidence. and then magically appearing ID cards at all the scenes, undamaged magically, and it just is massive. And it fits the classic signature. And you can keep denying it. You can continue to behave as if this isn't real. Or you can get a gut check and face it. By the way, they used to have a great SWAT team commander for Travis County. And one time he invited me up to the SWAT team office because I was downstairs at the county commissioners. And I looked across the wall and there were all these conspiracy videos on the wall, including cover-up in Oklahoma. And I remember him laughing at me. Delta Force doesn't want to train with us. They're not taking over. And it's not going on, and it's not happening. And I'll finish the story when we get back, because about a year later, he gave me a call. He said, I'd like to meet with you. He said, here's the card from Delta Force. They do want to do something. I can't tell you what, but we're telling them no, and I can't believe this is true. And then he told me something else. And then he basically got fired. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You know, that's one of the biggest factors that we've got in our corner towards winning this fight against the globalists. They have these big fancy propaganda arms with the people in the suits and the teleprompters and the backgrounds, and it makes it look real official. But they have to keep reapplying their lies. But once you know their game, it's very easy to see through it. And they've lost all their credibility. The alternative media's credibility is rising, is exploding. Their credibility is dissipating, is evaporating, like mist in the early morning with the sun beaming down on it. But one of the big things we've got in our corner is that we can predict what's going to happen. We know the trends. And so I can tell the Travis County SWAT team, you know, in 1998, that soon you'll have Delta Force here wanting to do drills and wanting you to merge with the military. And, you know, I was Special Forces in Vietnam, was Marine Corps sniper, Alex. That ain't going to happen. Come on. It ain't going to happen. And then a year later, Alex, it's happening. I can't tell you all the details, but here's the guy's card, and they want me to do some stuff, and I said no. And he said no, and he was gone. And then we had this idea, because I was going, you know, I'm a better shot than you guys, which I am. I'm a better shot than their entire SWAT team. I just guarantee you I am. I mean, they're not that – these guys like to brag. I said, let's have a big charity benefit at a shooting range of your choice. They don't want to have the citizens and the police together. I said, let's have a 500 and 1,000-yard shooting contest with Remington 700s. I go shooting about once a year now, but I can still outshoot them, generally, I would imagine. I used to could at 500 yards shoot the top off a Tabasco bottle. I love the little Tabasco bottles. And I hadn't been shooting in a couple of years, and I went deer hunting a couple of years ago and shot a deer at 600 yards. I said, I'm going to shoot it dead center right in the chest of my uncle. And it was a little bitty doe, yearling doe, because they had better meat. And I pulled the trigger, and I hit it. I was about a half inch off at 600 yards. I'm not as good as I used to be, but he goes, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's have that shooting contest and sell tickets. And boy, our bull sheriff, Margo Frazier, fired him in a just lickety-split. Anyways, I don't know why I'm telling that story. It's just, why do you serve this government? Why do you put up with this tyranny? Why do you put yourselves in this position? Why do you go along with it? All right, but concerning the bombings, we did go over the mathematical chance with very conservative parameters, and it came out to one of the bigger numbers that you could possibly imagine. Hard to pronounce the number with just so many zeros behind it. It takes a minute or so to to read off all the numbers. But that's okay, because the government's given us a nice little illusion to buy into. You know, the bombers next door, they could get us any minute. And we'll get more into the latest developments on that, and also with the war in Iraq, with Karl Rove, and with the vitamins to be restricted. Also, the Patriot Act passing out of the Senate committee. Very, very serious. Their whole agenda is moving right now. But before we end this hour and come back and get into all that news and your calls, please, please, please help us wake America up. The power of you, the listeners, getting my videos, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the power of you getting the films and making copies. I ran into a guy last night here locally who made 40 copies. I go in another store, somebody walks up and goes, I made 10 copies. I mean, it's getting really exciting. I want to commend that gentleman I saw on the racetrack gas station that said he's doing that. Please get the videos, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. Go to InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it online. We'll be right back with the second hour, so stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing...